Hi, this is Joe Castellano. Welcome to the Inside China Basin Baseball Podcast on thesportsvirus.com, featuring players like all-star catcher Buster Posey.
It's about, you know, just going out and trying to have passion for the game that I've loved since I was a kid.
Inside China Basin is brought to you by TPC Harding Park, the only public golf course in San Francisco offering golfers the opportunity to play where the pros play. We're also brought to you by Houseboats.com, your home for houseboat rentals on Shasta Lake. And welcome to our first 2019 Giants podcast. The spring training gets underway in the Cactus League in Scottsdale, Arizona. I'm Joe Castellano. We'll be with you every week throughout spring training and the regular season right here on thesportsvirus.com. TPC Harding Park back as one of our sponsors, and houseboats.com. Excited to have them back as well. Got a couple of special guests that I had a chance to talk to at Oracle Park. Yeah, the new name Oracle Park in San Francisco during media day just prior to spring training. Buster Posey coming back from the hip surgery, and Mack Williamson, who was also coming back from issues that he had last year with a concussion. First, I want to tell you about our favorite golf course, TPC Harding Park in San Francisco. Live in San Francisco and love to play golf? Visit TPC Harding Park and purchase your two-year resident card, giving you immediate savings on golf and other programs at the park. Cut your green fees in half by purchasing your card today. Visit www.tpc.com/Harding Park for more information. Now it's time to get to the conversation I had with all-star catcher Buster Posey. Buster, tell us a little bit about the rehab. You know, how'd that go, and maybe compare to when you had to rehab your ankle, if that maybe gave you sort of a mental advantage, knowing what it takes to come back from something like that.
Yeah, I think the rehab so far has gone really well. And as you mentioned, from my first go at a rehab, I understand it's a process, and knowing there's still some boxes to check off before the season, I think I have to keep that in mind, that there could be days where my hip gets a little bit cranky, and understand that that's just part of coming back from an injury and surgery.
I was talking to Hensley Mullins, and he was saying that you never once complained about what was going on. You know, deep inside, how much was it bothering you? How did it affect you as far as being on the field, you know, trying to play through that until you ended up shutting it down?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of what, as a baseball player, you pride yourself in going out there even when things aren't just right. So I think you have that ingrained in you at an early age. And if you can get on the field, you want to be on the field. And I just felt like it was getting to a point where I was, almost – it got to the point where I needed to get it done to be ready for the start of this season.
I mean, it still seemed like you were hitting the ball, but, you know, as far as driving it out of the ballpark, is that where it affected you the most as far as the hip?
Well, I think mechanically I wasn't able to swing the way that I always had, and I'm sure that had something to do with it overall, but I was kind of having to tweak things to change my mechanics, which I haven't had to do in the past.
What do you think will be the toughest part of coming back? Is it the swing, or is it, you know, crouching behind the plate and all the rigors of being a catcher?
I'm not sure. I mean, again, I've been hitting in the cage. I've been throwing. I've been running. All that's feeling great. So we'll just have to play it by ear.
Is it, a game plan that you guys have put together, or is that going to have to wait too, as far as how many games you'll catch or play over at first base, or even get as far as rest?
Yeah, I think that just remains to be seen. As we go through these next 6 weeks, that'll probably be easier to tell.
What happens when you do go over to first base? Do you feel like, you know, sort of like it's a refreshing thing because you can still stay in the lineup and, you know, you're not behind the plate? And do you feel like you have to sort of keep that skill going because you're not over there every day? I mean, you still look like a great first baseman when you are, but it's not something that you're there every day.
Well, it's definitely a little bit of a mental break, just not having to game plan for the hitters, with the pitchers for the hitters. But, yeah, I mean, you just try to get some reps in when you can and be as sharp as possible.
last year you had pretty exciting times there, I think, with some of the young guys that came up, on the mound, especially with Derek Rodriguez and the success that he had. So how much does that give you optimism that these guys are only going to get better?
Yeah, I mean, Derek had a great year. Suarez made some nice strides. I think both those guys can pitch in the big leagues for a long time and be really good. I kind of had a conversation with both of them at the end of the year is, congratulations on a good year, but, just make sure you understand that you can enjoy it for a little bit, but if you think you're going to stay the same, then you're going to get left behind. So hopefully that's something they took to heart, and they've worked to hone their skills even more.
Last thing, I was talking to Mark Melanson, and he said one of the biggest compliments that he wanted to pay you is your calming influence when you come out there. Is that something that you've always had? How much do you pride yourself on that, especially with those young guys? Because, they may have a deer in the headlights type of look when you get out to the mound, but you're calming them down.
Yeah, I think some of it's just my personality. But at the same time, for me, I don't think clearly if I get sped up, so I need to try to stay slowed down in some of those big situations. And it goes with hitting as well. And it's kind of finding that happy medium to using the adrenaline to your advantage, but not having so much that you make bad mistakes or decisions.
Thanks, Buster. Appreciate it. Good luck.
Thank you.
That's Giants catcher Buster Posey. Coming up, we're going to hear from outfielder Mac Williamson right after this. If you're thinking about a fun vacation, how about renting a houseboat on beautiful Shasta Lake? That's right, just go to houseboats.com, where they offer houseboat vacations on Shasta Lake. They also rent cabins as well as wakeboard, day cruising, fishing, pontoon, and party boats. Food and beverage service, fueling, brand name clothing, souvenirs, and a grocery store are all available at their modern marinas. Jones Valley Resort and Silverthorn Resort are the premier boating destinations on Shasta Lake, and houseboats.com will set you up there. Houseboats.com has the best service, the best boats, and the best locations. Call 877-468-7326 or go to houseboats.com today. Now let's get to the conversation I had at Oracle Park in San Francisco at Media Day with Giants outfielder Mac Williamson. Mac, obviously last year was kind of a whirlwind season. I mean, you come up and you hit all those home runs and everything's looking great, and then you run into the wall, and it's just tough after that. So when you had a chance to think back on last year, what were the top things that maybe you learned from it, and how are you feeling going forward in 2019?
My mom would tell you since I was young I was hard-headed, so I thought headbutting a brick wall would be a good idea, but I guess it didn't work out for me too well. I had a great start to the year last year. I felt great. I was very confident. I was finally in a position to help the team win some games. I was really excited about that and excited to participate with this group of guys. And that unfortunate event occurred. And, we all wanted to get back out there as soon as possible. I think, we all worked very hard in making things right. It didn't happen as quickly as we had hoped and ended up taking the entire season to really get healthy. But look, everything happens for a reason. It definitely sucks that it happened. I've thought back on that night, as anyone has, countless times, but I wouldn't change it. I was going after a ball, trying to catch, a ball in foul territory that was a meaningful out in our game. It would have been the third out of the inning, It was meaningful, and we're playing against a very good team, against Harper, who's at the plate. I mean, he's liable to put one in the bay, So, what are you going to do, let it drop and pack my bags to AAA? So it's an unfortunate series of events. It would be nice not to have to worry about that over there. But, that's a unique aspect of this park. It's just like Oakland and Tampa, I think. They all have it. And it was there for everyone before me. It's not a shock. So I just need to be more athletic and not trip over it.
I don't know about that. But, a concussion coming back from that is so unpredictable. You might think you have it, beat, and then the next thing you're dizzy again. Tell us about the trials and tribulations that you had with the concussion.
That's exactly what happened. So it took a while before I saw, a few weeks before I was able to go see Dr. Collins up in Pittsburgh, And, you know, he gave me a positive outlook and explained to me exactly what it was going to look like, what it was, what rehab was going to look like, how we were going to get through it. And, you know, the team was great, and we all wanted to, I mean, I wanted to get back on the field as quickly as possible. I didn't want to lose the momentum I had. The team was playing great. I wanted to be a part of it. And I wish I had taken more time. You know, it was, there wasn't a day that went by until September, end of September, when I was finally healthy, that I didn't feel bad. You know, even when I came back, I rehabbed and came back into games, and I was not right. I mean, I was feeling not good. I wasn't seeing the ball very well, offensively or defensively. I wasn't terrible. I mean, I was better when I first came back than I was the day after it happened. But I was not 100%. I was not normal, and I thought I would get there eventually, you know, playing through it and continue to do rehab stuff, but as it was later explained to me, the effects, you know, concussions are, you know, we're still learning. And the way that stress plays into the symptoms and plays up your symptoms and the nausea, and I never had headaches. It manifested as nausea and sleeping 12, 13 hours a day. The stress really plays all that up. So once you're back in games and you're trying to perform and then you're not performing, you know, obviously you're getting more stressed and you're trying to do more than you're capable of, and then it really compounded itself. And I went from being okay, went from being terrible when it happened to being okay to being back terrible. And then once I finally said something in August, I was shot. I mean, I couldn't play defense. I couldn't hit. I was miserable. My moods were terrible. You know, if I didn't have my girlfriend, she had a rough year trying to take care of me. I was not easy to deal with. My moods were all over the place. I was sleeping all the time. You know, she's across the world from her family. You know, I give her major, major kudos for sticking with me and helping me get through it. And it was definitely an experience that, you know, I won't forget. It wasn't a great year, but everything happens for a reason, and I've learned a lot through it, and I put myself into a good position to perform again this year.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's hard to go through that alone. It's good to have somebody. And how about even teammates? I mean, Brandon Belt has been through it, Joe Panic a little bit. Did you talk to them? I mean, even though each situation is so different, right?
Sure, yeah. Everyone has different symptoms and different timetables, severities. I talked to Brandon a lot about it because he went to Dr. Collins as well a couple times. And I talked to Joe, actually, is the one that got me to see to talk to everybody the day after it happened, because I was hitting that morning. I was in the lineup, and I was like, dude, I don't feel good. I can't – like, I'm dizzy. I feel bad. What do you think? And he's like, man, I played through it for several weeks. Don't do it. And that's when I went and told them, and, you know, it just – took a lot longer than we had hoped, and I should have taken more time. Once we zeroed in on the proper rehab procedure, I should have focused on that for longer.
You made a change to your swing, and it seemed to really give you great results. You know, you had the Justin Turner swing approach, and of course it worked for him, and it was working for you, and I know Hunter Pence even tried it for a little while. I don't know that can work for everybody, because, you know, it's an interesting kind of swing, your balance and everything. Tell us about going through that process, and are you sticking with that, or are there any tweaks that you've made?
Absolutely sticking through it. I went back to Doug this January, last month, and worked with him a bunch again.
Doug Ladder, right?
That's right. And I have an advantage this year in that I have an idea of what we're trying to do. Last year it was all new, foreign. I was learning the process, learning the goals. You know, at the end of the day, it's just about being balanced throughout the swing and allowing yourself the maximum room for error. And I think it showed last year where I felt in good position to hit the ball more consistently, and that's all you can ask for, is to be in a good position to hit the ball. With today's game and the way pitchers are throwing, you know, they're better than ever. And I think if you're in a good position, and you have a large, it's like betting, you allow yourself a large room for error, you know, maximize your chances for winning, you're going to see better results.
Driving the ball out of the ballpark too. I mean, you've always had power, but did it increase your power? Did it give you a better chance to hit the ball out to different fields, or, you know, what was the difference as far as power is concerned?
I think a little bit. I think it helped me be more confident in allowing my swing to work instead of forcing, you know, myself to try to do certain things on certain pitches. I don't think it gave me more power per se, but I think it allowed me to utilize my power more efficiently and consistently. You know, if you're putting the in BP, you know, I've always hit the ball far, but then in the games and you have a lot less room for error, the ball's coming a lot faster, your timing's got to be a lot better, and if you're not hitting it on the barrel, the ball's not going to go as far. So last year I was able to put the good part of the ball, the bat on the ball more consistently, and it showed. You know what I'm saying? It, you know, when you hit the ball harder, more consistently, you're probably going to hit the ball further more consistently. So that's how I felt.
All right, last thing before I let you go. You know, a lot of Giants fans are going, oh, are the Giants going to sign Harper or, you know, what free agent? Meanwhile, you've got yourself, you got Slater, Shaw, Duggar, all these guys who came up together or, you know, were playing in AAA together. How much do you root for that, just saying, you know, hey, we can play, we're the guys, you know, we've kind of learned together, and here we are?
You know, without a doubt, I think that all of us are great baseball players. We wouldn't be here if we weren't. I'm not going to sit here and say that we're better than Bryce Harper, because I don't believe that. I think Bryce is an extremely good, extremely talented player, and any team that signs him is going to be a better team for it. And the Giants are no different. If we're able to get Harper in our outfield, he makes the team better. There's no secret to that. You know, do I want to be a part of that, whether he's here or not? Absolutely. I think that I have a set of skills that, you know, we can use here and that will help the team win games. And ultimately, I think that's what it's about. It's about winning the most games and being the last man standing. You know, I don't think any of us are rooting for or against any move or anything like that. It's just a matter of I think that we all do want to be a part of the team, and I think we're all more than capable. I played with every single one of those guys, and, you know, their talents, Duggar's talent, you know, defensively and offensively is unbelievable. Shaw wasn't a first rounder for no reason. I hit behind him for the last couple of years, and he's a special talent. And Slater is the same way. He can play anywhere on the field, and he's a tremendous ball player. And, you know, I think the fans have seen at times where all four of us have been able to substantially contribute to the team. And, you know, I think that should the time come where it's us left to us to contribute, then we're going to get the job done. If they decide to bring in Harper or somebody else to make the team better, you know, that's the business that we're in. You know, it's about maximizing your potential, and bringing in a guy like Harper definitely makes any team better.
All right, Mac, hey, always great talking to you. Good luck this season, and hope you have 100% health this year and a great year.
Thank you very much for having me.
That's Mac Williamson. I want to thank him and Buster Posey for being our guests here on thesportsvirus.com. We'll be back again next week with another podcast during spring training. We'll be with you every week and then during the regular season, of course, as well. For now, I'm Joe Castellano. Thanks for listening to Inside China Basin on thesportsvirus.com.